Foo Station.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. An Associated Press review of readiness at U.S. hospitals and other medical facilities shows that the nation's healthcare apparatus is so unprepared and short on resources to deal with the deadly Ebola virus that even small clusters of cases could overwhelm parts of the system. AP reporters examined multiple indicators of readiness: training, manpower, emergency room shortcomings, supplies, infection control, and protection for healthcare workers. They found that supplies, training, and funds are limited, and there are concerns about whether healthcare workers would refuse to treat Ebola victims. A judge has entered informal not guilty pleas on behalf of a former Marine who is charged in the strangulation deaths of two women found in northwestern Indiana and is suspected of killing five others. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffrey.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its five-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its five-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. Gatorsecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Maine Governor Paul LePage says the state is working with health officials to seek legal authority to enforce the quarantine of a nurse who treated Ebola patients in Africa. LePage said Wednesday that state police are monitoring the Fort Kent home where nurse Casey Hickox is under voluntary quarantine. Hickox told NBC's Today Show and ABC's Good Morning America that she so far has abided by the state's voluntary quarantine. She says she has had no contact with anyone Tuesday and will have no human contact again Wednesday, but she said she doesn't plan to cooperate after that. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has approved a recommendation by military leaders that all U.S. troops returning from Ebola response missions in West Africa be kept in supervised isolation for 21 days. The move goes beyond precautions recommended by the Obama administration for civilians, although President Barack Obama says it's different for the military. This is USA Radio News.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded women's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. A gun rights group is speaking out in the aftermath of the school shooting at Marysville Pilchuck High School in Washington State. USA's Russ Jones has more.
Alan Gottlieb, chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, maintains some have politicized the shooting in an effort to push the I-594 initiative, which would require criminal background checks for all gun sales.
The key sponsor and major million-dollar donor, Nick Hanauer, basically immediately tweeted that we need more school shootings as a way to push their anti-gun initiative, which we found is despicable, and quite frankly, even his supporters should reject that.
Gottlieb contends the deplorable incident would not have been hindered by I-594.
This shooter was underage to buy the firearm, and it's currently illegal to sell one to a minor. To try to use this tragedy to push passage of the anti-gun initiative in our state just shows the length the gun prohibition lobby will go to further their anti-gun rights agenda.
Supporters of the I-594 measure contend background checks dramatically reduce access to guns for criminals, domestic abusers, and other dangerous people from buying firearms. I'm Russ Jones.
Residents in a southern Iowa county have been creating works of art from hay bales for Halloween. Members of the community vote for their favorite pieces, which have been on display for more than a month. The winners will be announced this Saturday. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffrey.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Well, friends, we were doing our very best to get to that next $1,000 level.
Yes, we were.
And Dorothy. New donor.
That's right.
I thought I was about to.
Well, Dorothy, welcome to the family.
Yes, Dorothy, God bless you. From West Palm Beach, giving a gift of $65. That takes us up to an even $108,000. And that means that we now are going to hear our doxology. And
yes,
so we're going to listen to that, and we'll be right back.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise you.
Well, friends, those phone lines are open until 6 o'clock this evening.
Yes,
and
they
we'll be hoping to hear from you. Listen to this. We're at an even, all the way across the board, $108,000.
Even Stephen, right?
That's even Stephen. No. That's where we are. We have $87,000 to go.
Praise God. It's
$87,000 to go. And Dorothy, again, God bless you. Thank you, sister, for taking the time to call and to give and to be a part of this broadcast day. It means a lot to us. It means a whole lot.
And it got that little chip out of the
way. Yeah, moved it out of the way.
Thank you so much.
So now what do we do?
We continue on.
We press on.
Strong and forward.
Press on toward
the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
That's
right.
We're pressing on. And we're pressing on with our fundraising here today. Listen to this. Our goal, for those of you who do not know, maybe you're wondering what our goal is. Our goal is to raise $195,000 in listener support for this radio ministry the next 6 months. And so if you can give and pledge your support, what does it go for? Well, it goes for the operational expense. What does that mean? Well, that's a word that means things like light bill, insurance payment, royalty fees, pens, papers, paper clips, you name it.
Tower rental.
Our electric bill alone, over $100,000 a year. And, you know, friends, we have a great expense in bringing you the Christian programming that you hear every day. And one of the things that we need to remember is that the listener support is only a part of the overall expense.
It's a portion of it.
It only covers a part of our broadcast budget day.
Mm-hmm.
We have the program sales, the underwriters, and the listener support.
That's right.
And all of that goes together to help make it possible for this Christian radio station to survive. It's kind of like a three-legged stool.
Yes.
You know?
You have
listener support.
That's right.
Corporate underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And
our programs.
Now, if one of those legs gets short,
we're done.
We don't sit straight.
Nope.
You know, so we've got to have them all. They've all got to be strong and sturdy to make everything nice around here. And when we have listener support, we're able to accomplish the things that we need to accomplish, take care of the bills that need to be taken care of, and it makes sure that we have the resources to operate this radio ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, we have good credit, but only so much credit.
That's right.
And there's only so far we could go without support, and it wouldn't be very long.
Nope.
And so, friends, make sure that this station stays on the air. Would you do that? Make that gift of support. Right now, Dorothy has given a gift of $65, taking us to an even $108,000. We have $87,000 that we need to finish our fundraiser. And we hope that you'll join us with your gift of support today. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Our local number?
772-221-1100.
Oh, how I
Magnified here on WCNO. The time 4:17, and our phone lines are still open today to take your pledge of support.
Yes, they are.
We are $87,000 away from that next $1,000 level. That's well, from it. Having our goal accomplished.
That's right.
We're at an even $108,000. $87,000 to go.
That's right. Let's move it along.
Somebody break that open.
Give us a call. 888-221-8990.
You've been so good to me. Lord, you've waited patiently. When I've been far from you and broke your heart in two, it was your love that brought me back home. Lord, you've always cared for me. Lord, you've been there faithfully. When the teardrops fall,
friends, we want to give you a heads up here. We've got another matching funds challenge that has come in today, and we have a $1,000 matching funds challenge, and this is for an angel right here in Stewart. An angel in Stewart.
Praise God. All right. Thank you.
Giving a $1,000 matching funds challenge.
This will do it.
This will do it. This will get us, well, maybe it'll get it rolling. And if you can give a gift right now, this is the time to give. We are going to put an hour on the clock. So this is what? This is 4:22. So by 5:22.
That's right.
Let me go ahead and let me just do this. I'm going to put this on here. Start I'm going to start at 4:23, and so that'll give us to 5:23 to do this, okay? So I've got about 8 seconds here before we start, so don't pay attention to me for the next 3 seconds.
Well,
all right,
you can call anyway.
Okay, there we are. Now we'll start talking about it. Okay. We have a Angel from Stewart giving $1,000 matching funds challenge.
Bless you. All right.
And we are going to try to do that in 1 hour or less.
Or less.
Or less.
Or less. We can.
Let's say or less again.
Or less.
Everybody, all together. Or less.
Or less.
Okay. 1 hour or less. And this Angel and Stewart's going to match up your gift dollar for dollar up to $1,000.
Perfect.
And so between now and 5:23, I'm going to write that down.
That's going to be a big deal.
5:23 p.m. Eastern time, not Pacific time.
Oh, are you sure?
That's right. I'm okay. Absolutely.
He's, all right. I'm just all right. Just checking on you.
Just checking. All right. Well, anyway, this Angel and Stewart is giving a $1,000 matching funds challenge. You know what that means, that they're going to match up your gift dollar for dollar if you call within the next hour, and we hope that you will, that
That's
you'll
right.
join us with your gift. Whatever it might be, your $25 gift will become $50.
That's
your
right.
$10 gift.
$20?
$20.
That's a good.
Just that easy. And so why not call right now, our toll-free number.
888-221-8990.
888-221-8990. 90.
That's right.
Give us a ring.
You set me free. You are everything that I've ever dreamed you could be. And you are what my heart desires. And more, nothing can compare to the love you've shown. Oh, I need nothing else but you. Lord, you are everything that I ever dreamed. You.
That's Frank Bradford. Lord, you are everything here on the Good News Station. Well, friends, those phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And if you call right now, our angel friend here in Stewart, just someone that wants to remain anonymous.
That's right.
Giving $1,000 in matching funds.
What a blessing. All right.
And that's a blessing.
That is. It's going to take us up a bit.
It'll take us up $2,000. Mm. It will take us, if we meet this by 5:23 today, it will take us to $110,000.
Oh, wonderful.
And that will be good. We'll have $85,000 left.
That's awesome.
To go.
Oof, that sounds
so
good.
So we're looking better all the
all
time.
All right.
So if you'd like to join us, the phone number here, 888-221-8990.
That's
our
right.
local number, 772-221-1100. And when you call, we'll simply get your name and address. Mm-hmm. You tell us how much you wish to give. We're going to put a letter together and send it out to you with a return envelope. And listen to this. Now, listen carefully. You send it back when you can.
That's absolutely right.
You don't have to have it back tomorrow. You
nope.
don't have to have it back next week. You send it back when you can. But call now, while our angel is willing to match up your gift. And that would be a big help to us. It'll double up our funds. It will be a big encouragement to everybody. And I tell you what, that would be good. So we have 55 minutes left in the challenge. $1,000 to go. Nobody's
right.
called yet.
Waiting for that first call.
Don't be afraid. I remember Freddie, years ago, Freddie came in and said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call. It's not going to hurt a bit.
That's
you know?
Right.
And we're not going to give you a shot.
No.
We're not going to pull any teeth.
Nope.
We're not going to poke you in the eye.
Nope. Absolutely
It won't
not.
Hurt a bit.
That's right.
And if you'll call, it will be a big help to us. 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Call and give and pledge your support, if you will, right now, while our angel and steward is willing to match your gift dollar for dollar. Here's Rebecca St. James, Omega. Our local number?
772-221-1100.
And that's Rebecca St. James, the song Omega here on the Good News Station. And our time is 4:30. And, well, we're just going to see what happens here today. Our phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And you can call. And our friend here in Stewart is going to match up your gift dollar for dollar for $1,000. How about that? That's all you got to do is call, and your $10 gift becomes $20. Your $50 gift becomes $100. And, well, imagine someone wanted to call in with a $200 gift. That would be $400. Yes, indeed. Doubling it up here today from an angel right here in Stewart, kind of helping to wrap up our day today, it looks like. And so we have less than an hour and a half remaining, our time 4:32, and a little less than an hour and a half remaining today. We have this challenge to raise $1,000 in an hour. We begin at 4:23. We have until 5:23 to raise this $1,000 challenge, and we hope that you'll join us with your pledge. 888-221-8990, toll free from anywhere, doesn't matter where you're at, you can call and give. If you have prayer requests, you can also call in with your prayer requests this afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. And Francesco, looks like he's back from the phone with a report.
Yes,
that someone has called in.
Somebody said, I want to shake it up. I'm ready to do it.
All right.
I want to be the first person online.
Okay.
And we have a new donor, Jacqueline from West Palm Beach, giving us $25.
All right, a $25 gift. That becomes $50, Jacqueline.
That's it.
Giving a gift of $25, being matched with $25, that leaves us $975
to go. That's right. Praise God.
In matching funds. And so, Jacqueline, God bless you. Thank you for calling and giving here today at WCNO. Our phone lines are open. Now, you know, a lot of times we pray and we say, Lord, use me.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I just want to be used. I just want to do something mm-hmm. for you.
Yes.
I want to be worthy of you, Lord. I want to do something. You know, Lord, if you called me to go to Africa, I'd go. If you called me to go to China, I'd get on the train. I'd be there tomorrow. I'd go and I'd do whatever you wanted me to do. Well, here's a song from Trace Balin, Use Me, Jesus. And if you can be an instrument of God's hand today, to be used by God to helping meet the needs here at WCNO Radio, would you simply call and make a pledge? You don't have to go to Africa or China or Timbuktu. You can call right now and make a pledge, and the gospel of Jesus Christ will touch people from all over the world. You never know. We had an email yesterday from Belarus.
Belarus.
A lady named Victoria listening in Belarus. Can you imagine that?
That's wonderful.
It was fantastic. So let's listen to Trace Balin. Use me.
Use me.
Phone lines are open.
888-221-8990.
Or locally 772-221-1100. Or go online to our website.
WCNO.
And you can give there.
.com.
WCNO.com.
.com.
You know.
That's Trace Balin. Use me, Jesus. Well, we're hoping that there are a number of you out there that would like for the Lord to use you today to the meeting of a need, and that need is to help us raise some much-needed funding right here at WCNO Radio. Our phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. Our local number, 772-221-1100. And if you call and give right now, our friend here in Stuart, our angel, is going to give a matching gift.
Dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar. That's for whatever right. You give, up to $1,000 here this afternoon. And we want to thank Dennis from West Palm Beach. Dennis is giving a gift of $100. And we thank you so much, Dennis.
You,
and I believe this is a renewal.
Ah, okay.
And he's giving $100. That's going to be matched with the $100. That leaves us $875
to go. All right.
In matching funds. So give us a ring, make a pledge, let our angel from Stuart match up your gift, make it go twice as far, and this will be a good way to wrap up our day today.
That sure would. All right, give us a call, 888-221-8990. That's toll free or local at 772-221-1100.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you call, we'll get your name and address. You tell us how much you want to give, and we'll send out a letter to you.
That's right.
Put it in there, mail it back when you can. If you want to give by credit card, you can do that when you call, but just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to write a check today. You don't have to put it on a credit card today. We're just saying, use me, Jesus.
That's
stand
right.
up.
Stand up. Come
and
on.
Be counted. We read from the 77th Psalm this morning. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. Lord, give us your ear for a moment and hear our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
We come to you this afternoon and we pray, Father God, that you'd open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon this ministry today according to our need. Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd touch those that are listening right now that you have called.
Yes, Father.
To give, that they might respond quickly, Father, while the matching funds are available, that we might raise some much-needed funding for this station so that the gospel message of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, can continue right here at 89.9 FM. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Father.
Well, we're praying. We hope that you're praying for us, and that you'll join those that have given already. Now listen, our phone lines are open, 888-221-8990. We have about 41 minutes of time left in this challenge. There's $875 to go. And whatever you do, please don't let this get away from you today.
That's right, come on.
Don't let it slip through our fingers.
That's right.
Be a part of what's going on here today. Just hold on.
There you go. Hold on. Come on. Stand
hold
up.
On.
Hold on.
I like this song. I know I'm going to like it.
I knew you would. Come on. Hold on.
Just hold on. Though your way seems hard. If you just hold on, the sun will shine again. In fact, I can see a light just around the bend. If you just I'm a witness.
Saints, sometimes it seems like all hope is gone. Just remember, God has promised He won't leave you alone.
He's promised that, amen.
Although it may seem hard, but stand on God's word, for the battle is not yours, it belongs to the Lord. Just hold on,
just hold on.
I guarantee church,
God will win
the fight if you keep your hand in God's hand.
Just,
just hold on. Not one thing, but everything will be alright. God already knows. Yes, He does. He knows exactly what to do. Just hold on. Even when you feel you're all alone, when friends that started out with you, they've left you behind and they all have gone on. But I want to encourage you by saying, the race isn't given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those who hold up, to those who hold out, and to those who hold on. Nightingales tell them,
just
hold on. See, God never promised that there wouldn't be storms in our life. He never promised that the wind wouldn't blow. He never promised that the lightning wouldn't flash, but He did promise that I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you, and I will be with you even until the end of the world. God already knows. He knows exactly what to do. Keep your hands. So when that storm of sickness arises in your life, when the wind of financial problems begin to blow in your life, when the lightning of discouragement begin to flash in your life, I promise you that it's gonna be alright.
Just hold on.
Hold on.
Yes,
hold on.
He does. He knows exactly what to do.
He'll see you through.
He'll see you through.
Yes,
oh,
he will.
My goodness. That's the sensational Nightingales.
I love that.
That's one of those songs I want to play it again.
Okay.
If they were live, I'd say,
one more time.
That's it. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Alton from South Bay is called in.
New family member.
A new family member giving a gift of $50. That's going to be matched.
With $50.
With $50.
Bless
that leaves
you,
us $825 to go.
Sure.
$825 to go in matching funds. We just love to have you pick up that phone and call right now. 888.
That's right.
221-89. I got a charge out of that song.
That was good.
Just hold on.
Good. Just,
you know,
hold on.
He's not going to just see you through one thing. He's going to take care of it all.
Oh, that's right.
Amen.
He is able.
He's going, he knows what to do.
Yeah, I know that.
He knows what you need.
Yes, he does.
And my goodness gracious, just the sensational Nightingales getting me fired.
I saw that.
Woo. Here this afternoon, we're just praising God.
Thank you, Lord.
And if I can get down off the ceiling, I'll sit down.
You might want to give a number or two. I don't
do
know.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, we've got 875. We had $875
we
to
have
go.
825 left, right?
That's right. Well, we got $825, but we did have.
Wait a minute.
We did have $825.
Well, hold on.
Monique from Lake Worth is giving a gift of $875, and that's going to put us $50 over
the challenge.
The challenge.
With plenty of time.
Monique.
Thank you. Bless
you. God bless
sister.
You. Oh. And so there goes that matching funds challenge that quick.
Just like that.
And Monique, God bless you. She has a prayer request here for her family to find a new church. And so, Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord,
we lift up Monique and her family. Lord, they're looking for a new body to become a part of. We know, God, that you have a family of believers out there for them to join and to be part of and to be blessed by. Lord, we ask, dear God, that you lead them, guide them, and direct them where not only they can receive a blessing, but they will be a blessing.
Yes,
Lord, we ask it today for you to bless Monique, her family, Lord, and give them that new home, that new church home today,
yes,
as they're searching for a family of believers to fellowship with. Lord, we ask, dear God, your leading and guiding to direct today, yes, in Jesus' name, and amen.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. And Monique, you take us $50 over that challenge. And so that's going to be $2,050 that we're going to add to our total.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, we've been hearing the Hallelujah Chorus.
Yes.
The sensational Nightingales sing a song called Hallelujah to the King. And I'm going to pull that up here and get that ready.
All right.
And we're going to come back and we'll end that with the doxology.
I love that. All
I
right,
like
good.
This and so we've got time to do that today. Let's hear the sensational Nightingales.
There's another call.
Hallelujah to the King. I like this.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Sad and alone, he was journeying to find them. He wanted to make them his own. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mercy here. He left his love and his precious joy to share. Now Jesus is his name. We're gonna let his praises ring.
Hallelujah to the King of Kings.
Church sing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's praise him by saying,
hallelujah.
Lift your hands and say, hallelujah. Say hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
to the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King, yes.
That's the Sensational Nightingales. Hallelujah. Now listen to this.
King of Kings, yes, Lord.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We want to thank our angel from Stuart with that $1,000 gift.
Yes, we do.
And Monique calling in with that $875 gift to finish it up that quickly.
That's right.
And that took us up $2,050. And then we have another angel from right here in Port St. Lucie.
That's right. New family member.
New family member giving a gift. $15.
Oh, bless you.
Now, that takes us up to $110,065.
Oh, bless you. Welcome to
Amen.
The family.
All right. Well, listen, $84,935 to go and counting. We're going to take up, I think, this little instrumental here will take us up to the news.
Yes, it will.
But we want you to know we've got about an hour left today. We are just over, we just went over $110,000.
Oh, praise God.
$110,065. We have $84,935 to go. We don't know what might happen in this next hour. You never know.
God knows.
You never know. But all the matching funds are gone, and we are looking forward to seeing what the Lord will have during this last hour today. If you'd like to call, the number to call is 888-221-8990. You can make a pledge. You can make a donation.
That's right.
You can do that by calling or by going online at WCNO.com. And I'm going to be checking that in just a minute.
That's right.
During the news, I'll have time to peek over there and see what's going on. But if you'd like to join us here this afternoon, listen to this, $935 away from the next $1,000 level. Maybe somebody might want to give $35. Get us started.
That's right.
Whatever you want to do here this afternoon, if you haven't renewed your pledge, please do. Now, we've got about an hour left today. We have tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. We hope to be done by Friday at 6 o'clock. You can see we've got a lot of work to do. So give us a ring, make that pledge, and call today.
That's right. Give us
a
call. 772-221-1100 or toll free 1-888-221-8990.
And again to our angel with $1,000 matching funds challenge, thank you. We want to thank Monique for calling in, $875. We had a gift just before that of $50 from Alton in South Bay. It's good to hear from them. Dennis from West Palm Beach with a gift of $100, and we thank you so much for calling and giving and helping meet this $1,000 challenge today. And then Jacqueline from West Palm Beach started it all off with a gift of $25. So
bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. It's time for the news. We'll be back in just a few minutes and tell you what's going on.
This is WCNO, Palm City.